WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 73 degrees in Atlantic. You'll look for partly to mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon and this evening. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll have a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. We picked up 1,200 of an inch of rainfall in Atlantic Monday evening. Police in Red Oak say three women from Red Oak were arrested last night following a traffic stop on 200th Street near G Avenue. 19-year-old Savannah Abraham and 24-year-old Michaela Hudson were arrested at around 11:45 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Abraham faces an additional OWI drug charge. 57-year-old Mary Adams was cited for open container and released from custody. Abraham and Hudson were brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where their bonds were set at $1,000 and $300, respectively. The Red Oak Police Department was assisted during the stop and incident by Montgomery County Sheriff's Office K-9 Unit. A traffic stop earlier this morning in Council Bluffs resulted in the arrest of three people and a child being taken into protective custody. Bluffs police say officers conducted a traffic stop on an SUV at around 12:40 a.m. When an officer approached the vehicle, he could smell the odor of marijuana. The officer also noticed a semi-automatic handgun on the driver's side door. Once the occupants of the vehicle were secured, a firearm was located in the seat where a passenger, 23-year-old Rafael Hernandez-Martinez of Council Bluffs, was sitting. Hernandez-Martinez was charged with being a felon in possession and possession of a controlled substance. Another passenger, 19-year-old Jorge Alberto Morales-Diaz of Omaha, was arrested for providing false information, possession of a controlled substance, and on a warrant for possession of controlled substance. In fact, officers located marijuana on three of the four occupants in the SUV. Police also identified a valid runaway from Omaha who had outstanding juvenile warrants. A one-year-old child in the vehicle was taken into protective custody. The driver, 23-year-old Diana Morales of Council Bluffs, was arrested for child endangerment and other charges. The Cass County Memorial Hospital's Board of Trustees Monday evening unanimously voted to invite former CEO Pat Markham to step in and serve as the interim CEO until a permanent leader can be found for the hospital. Markham retired about 2 years ago, and even though she will have a bit of a learning curve to catch up on as far as how the hospital has progressed since her departure, the board felt she was the best qualified to assume the role. There were other names mentioned as well. Board member Phyllis Stakey said one of the staff doctors might make a good interim CEO.
Someone mentioned to me that they thought Dr. Gudimo might be someone that is well-respected from everyone and has been pretty familiar with a lot of the things. Not that I think she wants to be a full-time job or anything, but that perhaps she might be willing to serve as an interim and that she might be a very good one that the staff was familiar with.
The board had discussed the possibility of having one of the current members of the hospital's administrative team stepping up to the plate to take over for a while, including Chief Operating Officer Allison Bruckner or Chief Financial Officer Abby Stengel. And while they had no doubt in the abilities of those individuals to do so, they didn't want to put that heavy of a load on them. Denise Coder, Chief Human Resources Officer, was another name mentioned as an interim CEO possibility. The board ultimately decided to go with Markham. Board member John Mulgard said Markham would be fair to all involved in the mission of the Cass County Health System.
And she isn't going to say, I'm going to X that and push this and do this. She's pretty stable. She likes to keep things on a nice level field. And that's really what we want to do.
Board of Trustees member Jerry Putnam asked Board President Ned Brown what Markham thought about being asked back. Brown said he'd spoken with Markham about coming back, and she tentatively agreed to do so.
I will quote her. She said, I love the hospital, and I will do whatever needs.
Regarding the matter of Markham's compensation, should she accept the position, the Board of Trustees will discuss and act on that during their regular meeting on June 22nd. Markham served the hospital for 29 years. She left in January of 2014 and was succeeded by Todd Hudspeth, who was fired last week after he agreed to an Alford plea with regard to a check forgery case in Buena Vista County. With regard to the hiring of a permanent CEO, Denise Coder told the board she has received 7 external applications for the position since it became open. The last time the board went through the process of hiring a CEO, they went through a headhunting firm. There were hundreds of applications at the time, with the final candidates eventually being narrowed down to 4. The board was not so hot on the idea of hiring another firm to duplicate the process because of their experience with Hudspeth. Instead, a committee will be appointed to make final selections for interviews once the administrative team narrows down a potential field of candidates. They'll also seek guidance from the Hospital Association with regard to the best method of recruiting candidates. In our funeral announcements, John C. Parrott Jr., age 96, of Ames and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday in Ames. Funeral services for John Parrott Jr. will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Stephen L. Borkowski, age 69, of Audubon, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Borkowski will be Friday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Robbie Reed McMullen, age 21, of Denison, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robbie McMullen will be Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Denison. The Fannenbecker Funeral Home of Denison is in charge of the arrangements. Evelyn Johnson Parrott, age 97, of Brighton, Colorado, and formerly of Griswold, has died. Interment of cremated remains for Eva Parrott will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Flint Cemetery in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Neil Turner, age 88, of Panora, and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Neil Turner will be held June 22nd at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. And Lowell Schaff, age 84, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Lowell Schaff are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.